go out and look at it. Get a call from the neighbor, she was complaining about it. 10 minutes later, I said, Ann, call this window, go out to the site. Let's go out, put it together. Ow. There are times when I think, 9 more days. Right?
You know the story I was telling you yesterday about my lovely,
your family?
Yes, my favorite sister. She went down to see my son today to deliver his graduation present, since they won't be able to make it to the party. Well, apparently she didn't prep her son.
To let him know what the situation was?
Yeah. Because he says, oh, well, we're not doing anything. I'm like, love it! I said that to my daughter. I said, why don't you ask him if he wants to come to Drew's party? Well, he's like, oh, sure, sure.
Really? So your cousin's coming?
She's a liar.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh, well, there you go. I guess if she's going to lie, she better prep her family.
To let them know what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he does come.
And so she's going to ask her other cousin if he wants to come too, because I guarantee she never mentioned it to him.
Anybody?
She just made the decision.
Yeah.
That's an hour off. Which
is actually 12:30. When your co-upstairs calling.
When I go upstairs?
Yeah, I know where
those miles are. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I keyed it in. I got onto the blue beam, but there wasn't anything in it. No documents.
That's fine. I'll help you.
Okay, thank you.
So this whole thing has just blown up in her face.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm like,
she probably doesn't
even
recognize
it. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Well, she'll squirm a little bit, just because I guess my son brought it up and she went. And so they got him off, my nephew off by himself, and said, so, little man.
It is the right time, just an hour off, right? Okay. Actually, it's about 3 minutes slow, right?
It should be 1:32. It looks like it's about 1:32. I saw it correctly.
It probably wasn't changed when we changed our time in November.
No, because I don't think anybody's been down here.
Okay, so Tupper called me just now. And he said he couldn't get on. And I said, well, I can get on, so I don't know why. I said, try again.
We heard you on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could hear my voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, I hope you're not being interrupted by our conversation.
Maybe I should make sure this number down here is the right number.
Because we could hear you talking to him up there.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we just couldn't hear
him. So let me make sure the number on the agenda is not wrong, because maybe he's calling that number. I'm going to check.
Okay.
So it's going to be classic when this whole thing unfolds. I'm just like,
Very strange.
Yeah, it's like I found my daughter told me that, because she had a conversation with my oldest nephew, and that he moved out from their house 6 months ago. And he said that he doesn't really have a relationship with his younger brother because he's too much like his mother.
Oh, my. So is her son going to be the same age as your son?
Yeah, see.
Oh, you said 4 months difference.
Yes. The youngest two are 4 months apart. The oldest two are 4 days apart.
Oh my, really?
Yeah. And yeah, so he does, and he says, I wish I had a relationship with my brother like you, telling my daughter like you and your brother do, because my two kids are close.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he wishes he had that with his brother, but he's like, he's too much like mom.
That's a shame.
But see, she can't see the forest for the trees.
That's a shame.
It is. It's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is.
And that she thinks that lying, like, it's not going to surface. It's like, you know?
Right. That's sad.
Karma's a bugger.
My parents came to my reception at my home when I got married in 1972. Mm-hmm. And that was the last time I had a civil conversation. And then my dad, after his wife died and stuff, I said, okay, folks, it has been 50 years. Give it up. Quit carrying this anger around all this time. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it didn't work. Get on.
Yeah, so I said, okay, folks, you've been divorced a long time. You both married somebody else. You're both happy. You're much happier with somebody else. Just say it's nice that we had this relationship and we had two kids and move on. Mm-hmm. So they managed to finally figure that out maybe 6 months before my dad died.
Hey, Kathy and Lena?
Yeah.
Okay, can you guys do me a favor? go ahead and hang up that phone, just hit the red button. I'm gonna try to relaunch this meeting.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's like, you know, my dad, he's always, anytime he sees mother, he's always civil because that's just the way dad is. I tell him all the time because he's classic with people where they can do him wrong and he just turns the cheek. And I said, I don't know how you do it. I said,
that would be nice. It's not my personality.
It's not mine, you know. But he's always civil to mother. But what's funny is my stepmother, and she it's an insecurity thing with my stepmother. She just, any chance she gets, even with me, she's...
Oh, that's a shame.
Because she doesn't like the relationship.
All right, we're gonna
try again. Were you able to get hold of them? And...
Well, I'm gonna try again and see what
happens.
Okay,
great.
But the numbers are right?
I don't know, because now I'm not sure. I'm gonna look in a sec. I didn't make sure this was administrative and not planning commission. That's administrative, so I did the right one.
Welcome to WebEx. Enter your access code or meeting number followed by pound. Enter your attendee ID number, followed by pound. If you do not know your attendee number, press pound to continue.
Do we have anybody on the call with us? I don't know what to do. There's a Navy conference in a minute. I don't know if I can do that.
Can you just call his number from there?
I can, but the public has the right to call in, so I can't not use this number.
But nobody else has called in. At this point, you know, it's 7 minutes into the meeting and no one's called.
Yeah. Let me go upstairs and make sure there's nobody else on.
Okay.
In which case, I'll call in direct.
That's
a shame. Just before lunch, I thought it was 351-71. Seven. Oh, it's in here, isn't it? That's the number she was. 351, I agree. What was it? 391. 1797. So, Danielle, who did you replace or who did you supplement?
Tamar basically replaced Kathleen, and then I replaced Tamar. Like, she's the deputy public meetings clerk, and so I'm the public meetings clerk.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
that's great. So how long have you been here at the city?
I've been here since November 11th, so
oh, really?
I'm still pretty fresh. I think it's been about 6 months, hasn't it? Weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like it. It feels like it just started.
Yeah. We didn't change our clock, and I don't know if you're starting to work here in November. So Kathleen King is no longer
yeah.
Been here. She's
yeah.
Not that left.
She retired.
Retired.
Yeah, she'd been here, I think, like, what was it, 30 years? She'd been
really?
Here. She'd been here a while.
Oh, my.
I should think.
I'd be still not on. All right, I'll dial him.
Try him on a radio phone? See if he's
trying to get us? I'll do it from here. That's okay. Try conference. John, I've conferenced you into the meeting line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling the meeting of the Administrative Hearing Examiner to order. Today is May 27th. It's 1:40, and we're in Brick A. There are no modifications to this agenda. Is there any public comment? Hearing no public comment, I'll go on to the public hearing item. LU 2020-0011 for possible action, discussion, and possible action regarding an administrative permit application to allow detached accessory structures where the cumulative square footage will be 75% of the size of the primary structure on properties owned single family 1 acre, located at 2220 Damon Road, APN 01013104. Kathy Green, have there been any changes to the staff report since the packet went out?
There have not been any changes, no.
Is there anything you need to add?
No, there's not.
Okay. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Can you state your name for the benefit of the record?
Yeah, Jonathan Tupper, T-U-P-P-E-R.
Have you seen the staff report?
I don't believe so.
Okay, we could take a break. You should have received a link to the staff report from somebody named Shelby Damron. What we can do? I'm sorry, say that again.
Let me look real quick.
Okay.
I'll check in my inbox, Shelby.
Or it may be from planning@carson.org.
Oh, carson.org, okay.
One of the two. I don't know for sure what email she used.
Okay.
And there should be a link to the staff report.
Got it. I'm opening it right now. Okay.
Okay, we'll take a break and give you a chance to look at it. So we're on break.
Give me a few minutes here. Okay, I've read through there as much as I can quickly.
You have time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. before you ever go into a public meeting, you have to badger your applicants and say, did you get the staff report? And they'll be confused. And you have to explain to them, like I had to do with Funk. Then you have to say, okay, so when the chair asks you if you read it, what are you going to say? When the chair asks if you're okay with it, what are you going to say? And it's like...
What does the email say that Shelby sends out? Because maybe that needs to be reworded.
I think it's what we have reworded it to try and get people's attention. And I'll have to look at it. But somehow nobody will read anything.
See, I sent him a message yesterday saying, are you planning to call in? I never heard back from him, so I sent another message this morning. And I actually called him on the cell phone. I said, did you get the message? Are you going to be attending?
Yeah, you have to just badger your freaking applicants. Yeah. That's like with Mark, I had to call Mark Jones. Okay, did you read the staff report? Yeah, it looks okay. Okay, so when they ask you if you're okay with it, what are you going to say? John, you're still reading, correct?
Yes, I'm...
That's fine. I was just confirming you were still with us. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I'm back on mute. Yeah, our applicants, because every single planning commission and every administrative hearing, it's always something. Have you received the staff report? Have you read the staff report? Do you have any concerns with the staff report? And 50% of the time, if the planner hasn't coached them already, they're just like, what? There was a staff report.
Well, I think that this whole package goes out, and so this whole package goes out, and it's kind of confusing. At least when I click on it, it's confusing. I know what I'm looking for. You see this, they don't realize
it. It should go right to the side. Actually, it shouldn't be the agenda. Yeah.
Brian Arnold, Ron Giroux, John
Giroux is the
upper. Let me know when you're ready, because I've pretty much read through it all.
Okay. Okay, we have some people.
Roger Rose, the applicant.
We have some people trying to get in on the call. Let me talk to them and figure out why they can't get on. I don't know what's going on. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Are they still on the call?
Yes.
What's
the name? I got scribbled. His name is Brian.
I don't know who Brian Ryan is, but Ron Tusker's already on the phone. I can't imagine why he's on the line. Ron Joy is the applicant.
Is this the first time you've had trouble with this? Or
I think it's been kind of ongoing. I think it's with any of the meetings. Whether it's here, playing commission, or whatever, it's just not always smooth like it should be.
Yeah, it looks like it's an older type of device.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst. You get up multiple phones, and then it'd be kind of like a conference, different people on each line or something.
I
Done.
Really? That's great.
Done. I have nothing sitting out there right now.
That's what I was thinking. It was the last one hanging around. Right?
Lena and Kathy, can you hear me?
Yes. I guess we're hearing from you.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Yes, I can hear you. Uh-oh, I think I hung up on her. Oops. Oopsie daisy. Oopsie daisy. One, four, zero, eight, four, one, eight, nine, three, eight, eight.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your director.
Shh. Let's try 8. Go.
Welcome to WebEx. Enter your access code or meeting number followed by pound. Enter your attendee ID number followed by pound. If you do not know your attendee number, press pound to continue.
And then we'll have to set up a new meeting where people can participate.
I'm here, Hope.
Thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website at www.webex.com.
Okay.
We're good?
I don't think so.
Good.
But no, I don't have anything lingering up there waiting to
record. It's amazing. After all this time, we had
finally cleared it out.
Stuff, yeah.
But we've had a rash of lot line adjustments and deletions. I think Heather's got 4 back there on her desk.
Really? Yeah, they stopped giving them to me, so.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, everybody wants to get done before June 30th. I was very clear with everybody I worked with. I said, you need to get this stuff into us because we don't have time to wait for the last minute to review this stuff and get it off our desk. And get your taxes are going to be due again on July 1, and nobody wants to pay taxes again. Get it done. Get it on our desk. Look at May 1st as your date, not June 30th.
That's crazy. But our other submittals
are down, right?
Yes. And I was looking at some building reports for growth management. Last month we issued 16 new single family housing starts. This month we only did 6.
Oh, my. Interesting.
So everything's down.
Yeah. People are really uncomfortable with what's going on. I mean, how do you know you're going to have a job?
Well, that and plus building costs
skyrocketing
have gone up.
Because nothing's coming in from China right now.
Well, and it's like this friend of mine built houses in the same floor plan. The last time he built it, he just finished the same floor plan like a month ago. And he wants to build the same floor plan again. Trusses went up $6,000.
Oh my, in a month? Oh my.
So building materials are just,
yeah.
Gas is starting to be this.
Yeah.
I was paying $1.79 at Costco and now it's up to, yesterday it was $1.89, which is still cheap.
Cheaper to us, yeah.
It's still cheap, but it's starting to go up.
Yeah.
But it's like when I go drive by the car dealerships on the way home every night, Ford's got 8 to 10 2019 Ford F-150s parked out there. I told my dad, I said, I bet you could pick one of those up for a nickel and a song.
Right.
Right now.
Yep.
Wanting to get rid of them. But I don't know. I don't think we've seen the true effects quite yet.
Yep. insist that I need to buy another car. I said, well, let's just wait till we get through this, you know, 5 more days. And she says, I want to sit in a car, I want to sit in the back seat. And I said, you can't sit in any car.
Driving Miss Daisy?
She says, if I get stuck in the back seat, I want to make sure it's comfortable. And I said, okay. But I said, you can't even go in and test drive a car right now, you know? I mean, there's, you can buy a car online, but you can't sit in it.
What's wrong with the car you have?
Well, nothing, you know, 10 years old.
Well, yeah.
166,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I had a lot of problems with my car. I had to have the power steering placed twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that stupid? I said, you know, you usually wouldn't have problems with steering, power steering. It's not like, mm-hmm. I'm really the lady from Pasadena. I'm not one of those people who stuff. So anyway, I had to replace it twice. And then I have, I'm still having an oil leak. They can't seem to figure out where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm doing drives to Reno, if I'm driving 70 miles an hour to go to Reno, 3 times a month, I'm using a quart of oil a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But if I'm driving around town, no. It's only high-speed driving. It's very strange. And they can't seem to figure out what the problem is.
What kind of car do you want? Do you want
that's what I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking something. I still like to have a sedan, but I'd like to have 4-wheel drive. I don't want to be stuck anywhere where I have to put chains on. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the kind of person who'd get down and put chains on.
So maybe a Subaru?
That's what I was thinking. That's probably the ideal thing. Yeah. A little taller, though. I don't know if my mom can get it enough. That's what I'm going to check with her. Because it has a high clearance. Even the sedans have high clearance.
Well, you could just carry a little step stool.
Step stool for her to get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to WebEx. Enter your access code or
might as well add some entertainment to it.
Enter your attendee ID number, followed by pound.
They have a lift. They put the ramp down for her.
Yeah.
Is anybody on this call? Okay. We're gonna have to redo this. Nobody can get through for some reason.
Did you call IT?
We can't have a conference call at some other location to see if that'll get through.
I mean,
a conference call on a regular phone?
I'm in right now. I'm in upstairs on my computer.
Uh-huh.
But no one calling in from the outside seems to be able to connect.
Oh, I see.
Does IT have an answer maybe? Are we calling?
Do you want to walk out and see if somebody can? I'm sure they can't. In which case, and honestly, everything was going fine with Tupper, and the general contractor had to insist to be part of this, and so now we have to call the meeting.
Can we try calling in? That's me. Did I get it?
Can you state your name?
Kathy Green.
Kathy Green.
Yeah, you're right.
It's working fine. Okay, if I just hang. But it worked fine. I did follow the instructions and got ready.
Is anyone, I think that's you hanging up. Is anyone in? Kathy just called from her cell, got in, no problem.
It's easier for everyone. So maybe we need to call the guy on his phone and walk in.
Do you want to call Tupper and tell him
sure.
You just called in with no problem?
Yeah.
John, this is Kathy. I just called in on the line on my cell phone, got through right away. Are you still having problems getting in? Okay, so when it asks for your access number, just hit the pound number, pound sign, is that the problem? Oh, you shouldn't have to, I didn't. All I did was call in on my cell phone.
No, but you put in an access code, didn't you, Kathy?
I just called on my cell, I didn't do anything special. I'm sorry, 408-418-9388, an access code 966-695-411. And then when it asks for your member ID number, all you do is hit pound and it should ring right through.
What happens when they call in?
No.
Do you
have the, when we sent you the information by email, there should be an agenda. And right in the center of the agenda has the information to call. Let's try that one. Pardon me, 966-695-411. Okay. Let me give it to you again. Your number that you're going to call is 408, then 418, then 9388. When it asks for an access code, key in 966-695-411. And then you should just have to key in the pound sign after that. And should bring mine through. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Did he say what was happening?
He said it just hangs up on him. Doesn't ring through. But he didn't have the right number. He says the email address didn't have the right number.
What email address? What's he talking about?
When we sent the WebEx notification to him.
Justin?
Well, the WebEx email. I don't have that. All I have is this. So I just read that up to him. That's what I just dialed.
And this is that.
The one suggestion Desi had is that he says that if they're calling from their cell phone, that sometimes cell phone carriers...
I'm on.
Okay, can you call your general contractor and explain to him how to get on? We're staying on our break until he's on.
Okay, I'm going to call him right now.
Okay, we're here.
Okay, give me just a minute.
He said that sometimes cell phone, if they're using their cell phone, that cell phone carriers don't require them to dial a one when they dial the number. But on these, you have to dial like 1-408. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what
it could be. Because I just read right off of here.
Yeah. And so one suggestion he had. And maybe next time when we do these, put one.
Well, we're not doing that again. This is just ridiculous.
Oh, agreed, but.
When coronavirus is over, we'll have meetings again.
Yeah. One minute here. Let me text them.
General contractor, he's like yelling at me on the phone. Why can't we just do a conference call? Do you understand that this is really I said, I'm continuing the whole meeting. I said, this isn't working. He goes, this will really inconvenience me. Do you understand I'm the general contractor? And I felt like saying, and I said, I'm doing everything I can to accommodate you and your client.
So you might want
to back up. I texted him, so hopefully he'll respond.
We will remain on break until he's on the line. He has insisted on participating. We are staying on break. Let us know when he's here.
Okay, thank you.
Who's Tupper?
Tupper is the guy that drew the plans.
So apparently Brian Arnold's the person who's going to build the garage. Is that what we're talking about?
He's the one who's like insisting on being in this meeting.
He has nothing to do with this.
Right.
Yes, but he's insistent, so he stopped the whole meeting because of his insistence on participating.
you guys have a meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right? Hopefully we're not still sitting here when that's supposed to be.
I know.
Are you handling that meeting tonight also, Dana?
I'm sorry?
Are you handling the planning commission meeting tonight?
Oh, no, that's going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Thankfully not me. But that's going to be in the Sierra room, so that's... Isn't it? It's still going to be in the Sierra room, isn't it? So, yeah, there's not going to be these kinds of issues, thankfully.
Well, we don't have to set up the meeting because we're here. We had to set up this meeting.
I see.
Whereas when we're there,
you're
IT's there. There.
Gotcha. We're good.
Okay, can you tell me who's on the line?
Brian Arnold should be his name.
Is there anybody else on the line?
Brian said he's going to try that access code right now. I just talked.
Okay, we're going to stay on break then until he's on.
Good.
So Tupper's not on then?
Tupper's on.
I'm glad I'm not the only person who's completely inept.
You were. You got it one time and got through.
Yeah, you had no issues, so...
I mean, they didn't even look at their staff report.
You know, I wonder if it's confusing when they get this much information, you know. In fact, yesterday when we had that late material item, the top was a click on the late material, but the link was the entire submission.
What late material did we get?
For the planning commission meeting tonight, there was a late material item
for other stuff. I think, see, I don't think I'd look at any of that because I see it before it gets posted.
Right, yeah. So I wanted to see what the late material was. I didn't realize I clicked on which gave me the entire everything submission.
Okay, so that's actually a problem and that's lazy. Because whenever I send something, I go right to that report and I give the link to the specific report, not the whole packet.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Is it proper for this agenda?
Well, and like on something like this, they should have their staff report. I don't think they necessarily care about the agenda. You could put that somewhere in the back, but.
Yeah, just the staff report. Yeah, that's all they should
and
have.
And have instructions say, please read the staff report and respond to
no,
me that you saw
agenda.
And read it and respond immediately or before the meeting that you got it.
Yeah.
Because
they don't care about the agenda.
No. Well, ordinarily it's only one meeting. I mean, from what I would, could be more, but you wouldn't think it cared.
But even then, they're not going to care.
Yeah.
They just want to know what time.
Yeah. What time do I sign in? Because mm-hmm. they would ordinarily be assigned a time if you had more than one person attending.
What's his name? John Tupper?
Yeah.
John Tupper.
John, how are we doing?
I asked for the password. I told him to press pound, so hopefully he's doing that. I gave him instructions, but...
Okay, well, he was very insistent on participating, so we're going to wait.
Okay. Let me see if he's on.
Went through a lot of trouble to get back to his office to be able to call in. He told me that. It was very inconvenient.
He doesn't have a cell phone? He couldn't call on a cell phone?
No, evidently.
Wherever he's at?
He went through a lot of trouble to make sure he got back to his office for this meeting.
Well, I managed to call on my cell phone. That could be in a bathroom. It doesn't have to be in my office.
Yeah.
Who just came on the call?
This is Brian Arnold with SkyWest LLC.
Okay, and John, you're still on?
Yeah, I'm the general contractor for Ron Giroux. John Tupper is my architect.
John Tupper, are you still on the call?
I am.
John, are you expecting anyone else to join this call that we should continue to be on break?
Yeah. No.
Thank you. We will come out of the break then. John, have you had a chance to read the staff report?
Yes, I have.
And are you okay with the conditions of approval, or do you have any concerns?
I have no concerns. The square footage stayed the same. The height stayed the same. I just wanted to verify the height briefly. The new three-car garage, I've got it about 14.6 for overall height to the ridge line. And on the addition, I've got an existing of about 13 feet somewhere in there.
So does that mean you're okay with conditions 10 and 11?
Let me look at that real quick and just verify. Addition makes a lot for the overall height near the garage shall not be more than 15.6, and we have that. Yes, we did that.
Okay, so you've reviewed the conditions of approval and you're okay with all of those?
Yes, exterior lighting, residential in nature, living quarters, accessory buildings not approved for living quarters, or by guest building, they must meet restrictions and guidelines of Carson Development Standards. Okay, and utility must be shown in the site. Utility extensions, yes, no well or septic system connections. Exterior of the accessory building colored, that's fine. Condition of approval, let's see. I'm just kind of just briefly reading through all to make sure. So one, yeah, that's fine. Two, potential coordination otherwise, yes. That two is okay. All and off site from foreign city standards, I'm okay with that. Applicant shall obtain a certificate of occupancy and final inspection approval, I'm okay with that. Applicant shall meet all conditions of approval and commence for use of this permit granted within 12 months, I'm okay with that. The applicant shall submit a copy of notice of decision of conditions of approval with the building permit application, I'm okay with that. Exterior colors, got that. Yeah, I'm fine. Everything is good. Square footage on the new garage is good. Everything else looks like it's right there. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'm good with everything.
Is there any public comment on this item? Hearing none, I'll approve LU 2020-0011 based on the findings in the staff report and subject to the conditions of approval contained in the staff report. We'll then move on to item E. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
So we went through all that.